Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying some of those organizations are small, but they're feisty. They win their share. Part of what we need to do is to help them grow and find funding that is not government funding, so that they're free from that kind of pressure and influence. So that's a whole set of capacity building tasks that I think are doable, and you know they're kind of out there for us to get going on.
Well, the more there's coordination, the better that is for all of us. I know in any organizing and any partnership with lawyers, being able to feed off of each other's success and to find something that may be working in Illinois and see if we can shine it up and put a different name on it and try to put it together somewhere else, that's always been part of the process. We've been talking to John Bauman, the president of the Sergeant Shriver Poverty Law Center in Chicago, Illinois, about a wide-ranging number of things. John, anything on your plate that you want to leave us with that's most hopeful for our listeners?
Well, I think we are actually seeing the tide turn a little bit on states going towards adopting the Medicaid expansion and the Affordable Care Act. Indiana was key on that front. I think the fact that the Tennessee governor, the governors are starting to see the fiscal sense of this and eventually figuring out how to push it past the ideological opposition in their states, because it's the budget pressure that drives it, which is a pretty hard practical thing.
Well, and it's going to be lobbying for some of the hospitals in their states, too, at some point, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Some of them aren't going to survive unless they get expansion. There's no question, and that's true throughout the South, too. Yeah. Well, good point. How do people get in touch if they want more information about what the center does? Is there a website you could give
people? Our website is, it's www.povertylaw.org. O-R-G.
And the Clearinghouse Review as well seems interesting. What is that something y'all do?
But we've just switched that to a new online information that you can find out about on our site. So we don't have the hard copy production of the Clearinghouse Review anymore, but we do have like a 48-year archive of Clearinghouse Review articles and information about law and policy affecting the poor, that all you have to do is sign up, which is free at our site, and you'll get a registration, and you have access to all that in addition to all the new content we're constantly rolling out.
I just signed up a minute or so before John and I started talking, so I can swear at how easy it is, although they did, they did fight me on my password, but that's just because the memory does dim. You try to get used to one over and over again, but it's a great resource, and they can connect to that resource through your website. We've been talking to John Bauman, who's the president of Sergeant Shriver Poverty Law Center in Chicago. John, this has been very helpful. I appreciate you doing this with me. You're welcome back anytime you got something for us. Next week, we're going to be talking to local lawyers with the Arkansas Legal Services about a significant victory they won recently for tenants. So be with us next week for Wade's World. This is www.kabf.org, 88.3 FM, KBF, the voice of the people. Thank you from Wade's World.